National Volunteer Week. We caught up with Scott Miller, the Chief Executive of Volunteering Victoria, on Monday. And if you want to check out the chat, simply get to our Facebook page at facebook.com/MMMSunraysia. Otherwise, go to the Mapman Catch-Up via the website triplem.com.au/sunraysia. We have some amazing volunteers in our community and right around Australia. SES, of course. We're Orange Wednesday this week as well. So a big thank you to the SES, the Salvos, you know, Sunraysia Animal Rehousing Group, another amazing lot of volunteers. Smith family, the CFA, so many others. If you are a volunteer, we're saying thank you, especially this week. And one of those volunteer organisations in the community that play a huge role is Sun Assist. And we've got Richard Garlick on the Dog and Bone. Very good morning to you, Richard. How are you?
Good, thanks, Matt. How are you?
Great to catch up with you, and thank you for your service. National Volunteer Week this week, and you've been sending shout-outs out via your Facebook page pretty much each and every day this week.
Yeah, that's right. We want to recognise the fantastic work that our volunteers do in the community. So a little bit difficult at the moment because we normally get them together and just thank them for everything they do. So what we're doing, we're putting shout-outs out on our Facebook page. We've got personal messages in cards with some vouchers. So we're supporting some local businesses, putting some coffee vouchers in some cards and going delivering them to the volunteers' doors. So, you know, just make sure they're okay, give them a big thank you, and also support local businesses as well.
In a normal year, volunteers contribute an estimated 743 million hours to the community. That's an amazing amount of time that people are giving up as volunteers. At Sun Assist, for those people who don't know, run through some of the services that you take care of.
Well, one of our major services is our community transport, which we've reduced services at the moment because the majority of people are staying at home or isolating. Then we have our Meals on Wheels service. We have our friendly visiting. We're doing people shopping for them. So normally we take people shopping, but we're actually doing people shopping for them so that they can stay at home and stay safe. We're delivering medications through Chemist Warehouse. And we've also got the L2P program, which is a great program for young people who don't have a significant adult so they can get their 120 hours up before they go for their probationary licence. So we have volunteers who are trained through Vic Roads, so it's a set program, and they help these young people to get their probationary licence with a car donated by Davison Motor Group.
Quite amazing, isn't it? And we've got the motor show, which is coming up, depending on, obviously, with the coronavirus and COVID-19. But the plan is that'll be running at, in September, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Third week in September. We usually have it on the Sunday in between the footy, but, who knows this year with what's happening with the footy and with COVID. So, you know, fingers crossed that we're still able to put the motor show on because it's a really important fundraiser for our organisation.
In terms of fundraising, how can people support Sun Assist?
Well, they can make a donation at any time because really we rely on donations for our organisation to survive. We get a little bit of government funding that helps with the coordination of our volunteers, but we have to raise all money for our vehicles. So we've got 18 vehicles, 8 of those are wheelchair accessible, and we have to raise that money each year, which, you know, that's a lot of money that we raise each year. And obviously with what's happened this year, we haven't been able to run any fundraisers. Just a difficult time for everybody, and we understand that.
All right, so number to call there if you can help out Sun Assist, 50231906, sunassist.org.au, the website, of course. Richard, thank you so much for your time this morning, and thank you once again for your service.
Good on you, Matt. Thank you.
Richard Garlick from Sun Assist, they're doing an amazing job, but a big thank you to all our volunteers. If you are a volunteer, we're saying thank you, especially this week. But really, we should be saying thank you to volunteers each and every day of the week.